Okay, everybody, shiur number 880, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of Simen Reish Ches. We're trying to, towards the end, we're talking about if somebody drank wine, and that it covers the other drinks that are in front of them. I made al hagef, and whether it's kiddush, whether it's during the week, any drinks that are in front, it would also cover wine, grape juice, and so on, would cover the other drinks, meaning I would not have to make a first bracha or after bracha, if I drank soda, water, orange juice, all these different type of things, as long as they were in front of me when I made the bracha, when I made the bar priya gofen. Okay, so now an interesting question. It brings down, does it say for rights for halachas? If I'm at a kiddush, I'm at shul, right? And I heard kiddush from somebody, and I drank, let's say, an ounce of wine, right? So good, I'm yoytze the kiddush, everything is good. I drank, let's say, an ounce of wine, an ounce of grape juice. So I don't have to make an after bracha, right? Because I didn't drink enough. But I heard kiddush, and now the fact that I heard kiddush, I could eat my cake and cookies. Oh, so now the question is like this. The question is like this. If I have in front of me orange juice, soda, water, whatever the case is, so I'm going to take a drink. I take, let's say, a drink of orange juice. I take a drink of soda. I take a full cup, right? So I don't have to make a shahakol, because when I heard kiddush and when I drank the grape juice, I drank the wine. So that's in front of me. The shahakol was in front of me. The soda was in front of me. The orange juice, the water was all in front of me. Let's say, right? I'm at a kiddush. It was in front of me. So when I drank, so. And since I heard kiddush and I was yotze with that bracha, so it would potter those drinks that are in front of me, or even during the week. Let's say a case in time, somebody made a bracha during the week and they drank an ounce. Let's say, for argument's sake, they drank an ounce of wine. Right, so now the question is, they drank an ounce of wine, it's not enough to make an after bracha, but it pottered the drinks that are in front of me. I don't have to make a bracha on the drinks that are in front of me. Oh, so now the question is, brings down, just to read from the Sefer Yitzhu Allah, the Makam She'eni Bevarach Bracha Achroina Al Hayayin, in a case and time whereby, this is in Simen Reish Ches, Sif Nun Tes, in a case and time whereby, I don't drink enough wine to make an after bracha, but I drank enough, whatever, I drank enough to potter all the drinks that are in front of me, right? I took a Molei Logmav or B'dievet, even a sip, let's say, whatever the case is, but Kagoyim Shaloi Shosa Mimenu Shir Revias, I didn't drink a Revias, V'chein Mashkem Achem, but the other drinks, the point is over here, that the other drinks, I drank a Revias, right? So when I made the, let's say I'm at shul, like we said before, I'm at shul, there's a kiddush, so somebody made kiddush for me, just give you an example, this could be during the week also. And I drank, let's say, an ounce of wine, right? For example, for argument's sake, so good, so I'm yotze kiddush, and now I can start eating. And the drinks that are in front of me, orange juice, whatever, soda and water, whatever the case is, were all covered, right? Because I drank, and I was yotze with that bracha. Oh, so now, but from the wine, I don't have to make an after bracha, right? I ate now cookies, cake, whatever, I have to make an alamichia, fine. So what about the wine? I don't have to make an after bracha. I didn't drink enough, but one second, but you drank a revias of the orange juice. So you drank a revias, you drank enough of the water, you drank enough of the soda to make an after bracha. I drank a full cup of soda, right? So I have to make a baron of fashas on that. Or do we say it has some connection to the wine? So, but the wine, I'm not making an after bracha. It's just I didn't make a shahakal on my soda. I didn't make a shahakal on my orange juice and anything else because I made a bracha on the wine and that potted the drinks that are in front of me, right? Or if I had it in mind, let's say, like we spoke about. So what about the after bracha on the, on the other drinks? So lemaisa, one would have to make a after bracha on the other drinks. That's what he says. He brings this down again in Ois Nun Test, the Sefer Yitzhar Alachis, that Afal Pishalei Berech HaLamashkim Lefneihem, even though one did not make a first bracha on the drinks in front of you, right? The soda that's in front of me, I didn't make a shahakal because I was yotze with the kiddush or the bar priya gofen that I made or whatever, just I don't have to make an after bracha on the wine because I didn't drink enough, but still tzarech levarech achra bar nefoshes, I would still have to make a bar nefoshes on the soda, on the water, on the orange juice, whatever it is that I'm drinking, because that I drank enough. I drank enough of that, right? I drank a revius and either two sips or whatever the case might be, two sips or be the evid under a 4 minute period. So that I have to make a burna fashes. So, or do I say, since I didn't make a bracha before, I was yotze with the wine, so I don't make an after bracha? No, the answer is you still have to make an after bracha. Afal pish like berech alamashkim, even though you didn't make a bracha on the other drinks, lefnei before them, tzarech leverech lachara burna fashes. One would still have to make a burna fashes on those other drinks, even though you did not make a bracha before them. In other words, it only goes in conjunction with whatever bracha you made. The bracha before has to be made, but you made the bracha on the wine, fine, or you're a kiddush, or whatever the case is, so that covered the drinks in front of you. But the after bracha, there is no after bracha on the wine, I didn't drink enough, but the other drinks you drank enough, so over there is a chiyuv of to make a burn of fashes. So you have to make a burn of fashes. Now, of course, it goes without saying, if somebody's had a kiddush or whatever, so they ate a piece of fish or whatever, and they ate enough to make a burn of fashes on the fish or whatever, so there's nothing to talk about. But even in case that they just drank, I just had cookies and cake, right, by the kiddush, let's say. It could be by the during the week also. I'm just giving an example, right? So a person could be at a chasna and they take a little bit of wine, they take a little bit of grape juice and the drinks that are mamish right there in front of him. So if they didn't drink enough wine, there's no after bracha, but the other drinks you would have to make after bracha, right? So the same thing would apply over here. So I ate my cookies and cakes, yat mikal amichya, and for the drinks also I would have to make a barei nefashos. Okay, so there's one more quick case which he says over here, which is not so clear. But he says in Berech Alayayin, Bar Priyagofen, the person made a Bar Priyagofen on wine and grape juice, right? The Achakach, again, it's Lav Dafke Kiddush. This could be any time during the week also. Berech Alayayin, Bar Priyagofen, the Achakach Shosa Shar Mashkin, and afterwards the person drank other drinks, right? In Berech Alayayin, Bar Priyagofen, the Achakach Shosa Shar Mashkin. Fine. Uberech Alayayin, Bracha Rishayin. He made a Bracha Rishayin on the other drinks. Well, let's say you didn't drink the other drinks. Actually, the case is a little bit different. The case is talking about Kagon Shen Nimlach Haya Hesecha Daitem Milish Taisam. I Valkem Le Nifter Bebercha Sayayim. In other words, it's like this. Again, I had the wine, fine, no problem. I drank enough, I have to make an Ala Geffen. But that's it. There were no drinks in front of me. I didn't have anything in mind. And shine, and I finished. And that's it. That's the end of the story. But I didn't make my Ala Geffen yet. Ala Geffen Bapir. Then I changed my mind, sort of like I said, you know what? Let me go take some soda out of the fridge. We spoke about this case last time also. So I take some soda and I drink a full cup of soda. So fine. So I have to make a bracha. I have to make a shakol. It wasn't in front of me. I didn't have it in mind. And especially over here, kagon shen nimlach yehasiach daitem l'shtoisem. I just totally stopped the wine. I'm finished. I'm done. Right? I was mesiach das from drinking the wine. So now I go take some soda. I have to make a shakol. I have to make a shakol. Oh, but now, good. So I drank the soda. But now I go ahead and I say, oh, now I have to make the al hagefen. So the first bracha wasn't good, because I had to make a shahakal. I had to make a hagefen on the wine. I stopped drinking, or I changed my mind. I had to now make a shahakal on the soda, right, or on the oranges. But what about the after bracha? I'm now going to make an al hagefen, val pri hagefen. I drank enough. Does that also include the orange juice or the soda or the water that I drank, even though I made a first bracha? So how does that work? So he says, "Afilu hachi ein tzarich levarich acharein bracha achrayni de berachas hayayim poitaitam." So according to many, it would help. He brings down that "Afilu hachi ein tzarich levarich acharein bracha achrayni de berachas hayayim poitaitam." In this case, according to many, would help. But so he brings like this on the bottom from the Magen Avram, from the Prima Gadol, Meli Rabba Kafachayim Mishabur, and so on. Avoldas Magen Avram, he does bring. If somebody's mamish was mesiach das, and they said they're done drinking the wine, finished. So then it's running into a problem. He said the Chazonish says the same thing. In other words, if somebody was mesiach das, they have to make an after brach on the wine, but they decided they're done drinking wine, finished. And then they changed their mind not to drink more wine, but to drink another drink. So now that other drink, one would have to make a bar nefashis according to the Chazonish. He brings down, and according to Magen Avram also. So, if one was Mesiach Das, so one, in that case, what one should do is to eat something else, that would need the after bracha on the wine you have to make. That's not a question, because you drank a revius of wine. But now, as far as the after bracha on the soda, the water, whatever the case might be, one should eat something else and make a burn of fashis and have that in mind also. Because it's becoming already a question, because of the fact that the person was Mesiach Das, he decided to stop drinking wine, and now he changed his mind to go and take some soda, water, whatever the case is. So now, So we're going to tell you, so in that case, the Chazon Ish and others say, no, that you should not, that you would still need a Bar Nefashis over there, but it's Machloikis. Others say you don't need a Bar Nefashis. So then we say, if it's possible, one should try and eat something else whereby they'll need a Bar Nefashis, or include it in a Bar Nefashis with something else, and have in mind that drink. Because of the fact that it's becoming already Safik Brachas Lahakal, in that case whereby one actually changed their mind. That drink, the Bar Nefashis on the other drink, is becoming problematic. What do you do with the after brach? The first brach you have to make a shahakal because you it wasn't in front of you, you didn't have it in mind, you decided to stop. But since you decided to stop drinking wine, so now it becomes problematic. So now one would preferably to make a after bracha on a Bar Nefashis on something else and have in mind that drink. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tov.